You are the light of the earth. Realize what all we do can change into a happier place. Every individual has the task to do so. Is everything part of nature? Its mechanics, source of creativity or more general intellect? Brief realizations then gradually integrate into life, not just a more productive human being, but a more peaceable human being. Excuse them, they no longer know who they are. They have no idea what they're up to. Now. But soon, as members of the Private Brothers and Sisters Club, we will all start thinking in unison. It is the feeling of synonyms. Able to feel. Living. Live. Conscious. Aware. Responsive. Reactive. My closest love to you. This is the illumination of life. MJ brings technology to heal illness week to help live longer. New technology, transport, new power generation technology takes the space journey into the lives, preventing the game from displacing heavy metals from the body. Listen, these are the main causes of disease and devastation of your life and health. They may enter your body in many ways. Found within. Medical drugs. Drinks. Water from the regular tap. Take a breath of air. The major causes of pollution. Or acidic and heavy metals. MJ has the knowledge to neutralize these chemicals within the body and prevent the devastation. Taking the human anatomy for another level of health, removing obesity, removing disease and preventing mental hysteria, fine-tuning the vessel that your conscience energy controls and presents as your deep conscience. This is a unique atom at the point of conception at the beginning of your earth life. The final consciousness travels in the ether. Also, can build a presence in any kingdom. Maybe you know it's hell, and in your physical vehicle, whether you're sitting on a stand reading or listening to this information, you're real. Everyone has difficulty making a difference. We just have to focus on the right and forget the wrong. We just have to focus on the right and forget the wrong. Separate right from wrong. And promote what's right. And promote nothing but good. How good should be promoted? Because good favors good and good intentions lead to good intentions. That is the truth. Verily, I say unto you, go forth and walk with me. Speak well. Look on the bright side. Look at the bright side. Mean no harm, hear no harm, see no harm. Avoid crucifixion and bad acting, as this does not connect to the personality within, seeing a mask that alters your perception of reality. That's what advertisements do. Take your love, take your feelings, take your mind. Invert it and show your love, your true feelings, your true self shares your feelings. Without fear of the evil intent of manipulation. This private club member website is designed solely for the good, as it is private and safe for you. You are also here to monitor this website as you monitor your life. Don't be vicious and obvious. Do not be manipulated for alternative purposes, but ask, and as this can be accomplished, I am sure it will be the ascension of your life. Welcome to the ascent, under the private license of this website to the private members. The ability to transfer from one end of the country to the other. New technology in the Avenue transport engine that encourages transportation without the use of fossil fuels. New technology of the atom. The future of this technology is the key element of the atom. I hold the key to water and health, as long as MJ know, and only MJ can promote this right, is the first and the last and the creator. MJ is the author of the atom. MJ is bringing this technology in. Everything about the power of goodness. It is time to introduce into something powerful that is known or proven to be true, that MJ have developed at MJ, called the social matrix, that will be a very profound concept of the epistemology of the theory of knowledge, especially in relation to his methods. Validity, and extent, the distinction between justifiable belief and opinion. It will be a deep foundational episode in the epistemology work that we're doing here with the MJ team. Should warn that this episode may give an existential crisis if are mentally unstable, if have difficulty navigating management of basic life. Reality might want to skip this episode because MJ does not joke, wants to understand what MJ will say here. It will eat away at the whole meaning of reality. Navigating life will pull back the curtain and a feeling. This is the ultimate explanation event or situation. It is an explanation event or situation that trumps all other event or situation theories. So have been warned. So what is the social matrix? Is the entire collection that we might call the society of elements. MJ will be explaining what these elements are in a minute, of various features, institutions that have used by spirit to, as reference points, as anchors, in order to build a sense of reality. Should live life. What most people do not like is how deeply social human beings are, the human spirit, our psyche. We like to think that our mind is right in interaction with reality, with an objective reality out there. An explanation event or situation is an explanation of an event or situation that invokes an event or situation by sinister and powerful private club membership groups. It's not political motivation. Explain the event or situation to invoke the event or knowledge situation to protect human nature and the global environment. Together, we can get there with our love. Soon the world will become your magnificent place of harmony and good energy, with technology and superior levels of transportation and energy production, whose these cannot be attained in pertune knowledge presented by Salvation MJ. How only he is known. Like he's been through it. At play is a greeting for private members to follow through the voice and scriptures crafted in scientific truth. The information we receive from the company. Like the books we read in the schools we go to, with the people we talk to. The public intellects we hear. So they're just giving us clear reports on the reality of what we are. Not to notice is that we do not see how we, as a human species, co-construct reality together. We are using each other in this social fabric to create a sort of network of existence in which all of us can participate. Please do it in such an unconscious way that we are not aware of this broader construction that we have made. Then we merge this construction of reality itself. Then a corporation designed to make this process opaque to us so that we don't see what's going on. We see it as so profound that it's hard to even know where to begin to disentangle it. Take the information from the library that has been developed over the years, the library that is supposed to provide you with all the answers at any time. But really, it is finely tuned and only provide you with accounts and closed knowledge, with boundaries that hold you in the concept and prevent you. Are you going further? How is your knowledge as a channel immense? Birth of the new library dial digital alpha omega. By private members adding to the digital library, showing the personality of mankind and nature combined in a technical way easy to understand the communication between and understand the personality. This information on the library will soon be provided once the services are in place, with assistance from your memberships and donations. Explain it because it is a giant interlaced tapestry. The canvas we wove together. That's precisely because the web stretches so far in all directions. There was no opposite, or there is no alternative which can appeal to that web. It is as if reality itself was the social matrix, but now let us be very concrete. What does MJ mean? What MJ means here is how to know anything about the reality of life. About what's right, about what's wrong, about what needs to be done, about what shouldn't be done, about what's true, about what's wrong. Identical to the Truman series. Only people, but pulling the strings can see inside the trick. MJ will give you the tools to break these shackles that bind you in your imagination. Open your eyes to see the light of knowledge. Continue to take your organs. Pills and open your mind, as the oregano will dissolve the crystallization of the hippocampus and prevent the dampening of your mind from fluoride pollution and poisoning. Whereby do we know where humanity came from? Whereby can I find out where the family is from? Method to know where physically? How do you know where your body is from? What the body comes out of? Why does it happen? If we make some kind of archaeology of the mind, I can go back, look back, can dig, try and understand the origins of the spirit. The meaning of reality can only return until your physical consciousness allows it. As the readings, a lesson you have received will only tell you that it does not go further. As you grow up, you realize that there's something more than you can build on your adult education. When are you truly an adult that nature would have you be? I think that's a great question. The dentist shoots those teeth to mask the fact that you are actually enlightened at your age. Your wisdom is a further sign of your adult life. You're not a young man or woman with your wisdom teeth. Brush your teeth with the contamination that causes cavities. The same way dentists know what causes dental caries. Contaminated toothpaste, food and water. Where did you find out? What is becoming noticed is that everything now the dentist is 240 pounds richer than the tax collector who drives inflation. For teeth that don't have to be torn off. Believe come from the company came from other people did not discover. The choice is yours. Didn't do the experiments weren't there in the past to see the human history weren't there a conception to birth where did get all this information think know what is happening here. But where did get this information got it from other people. But notice if got it from other people this assumes something this assumes the people got it from themselves were not self-deceived. The information I provide, you could seriously change the fabric of society and put my life in danger. How I went through these traumatic moments and wounds beyond imagination, this is what I gave you. Keep me safe all the time as though I were invisible in public, and keep yourselves secure at all times. Don't be the man in your life, about nature's survival. Live as long and healthy as you can. Nod your head 2 times and I'll help you. Give me a nod and I'll see you. I can definitely promise you a long life and you can imagine. We look at nature and take into consideration your own life experiences and look back at what you have taken and see the way in nature. Studying nature. Compare it to your life, hatching chicks, juvenile birds, fitness, youngsters, age of arrival, young adult, middle age, average age gap. It is as though a pollution tax were avoided. The new technology is MJ Water. Think of where we can go. I have the key components and the knowledge to support you through the process. Believe it or not, I'll show you the way. Is this some kind of setup? No. This is the truth. MJ's got the knowledge. Healthy teeth, strong bones from a glass of water that is designed properly for the water of life, no pollution. That has been taken for granted since the beginning of life. The news leaked, fed, regardless of which and where it was supplied from parents, brothers and sisters, friends, colleagues, teachers, religious leaders. The guy who got the information. I always believed the information was real. That these people were telling the truth. We are not themselves visualized by false wrongdoing and unnatural manipulation. So here this episode is going to explain to how it is possible that can be so thoroughly self-deceived about the nature of reality as to be just completely wrong about what's going on here. How is that possible? In previous episodes I've talked about this notion of self-deception and self-destruct of your imagination that is the technology of your future life and security to develop and evolve. All the way to ascension. Ascension is the next stage for humanity that nature connects to health and enlightenment. Thanks for joining the private club. For my brother or sister members, the interchange between movies and modern YouTube technology, you can watch the YouTube YouTube because it's doubtful, although the percentage has a bad action. But 9 times out of 10 YouTube is on off the cuff, in a natural environment not by prescription allowing the natural personality to flow out. This is what you see highly entertaining. Unlike ads are final programmed by a third-party personality, like the director expressing their opinions on how you should act. This can't be true. Unnatural. That's the subtlety that's so slight it's on the detective. However, comes out in the outcome of your personality. Fluorine poisoning crystallizes the seahorse and prevents your imagination from working. Leave the control post global or social organizations. Like governmental control over social status controls your personality. You should follow because you can't imagine it yourself. To dissolve the crystallization of the hippocampus is the means to avoid your loss of imagination. Open your mind with the herbs provided. Oregano. Oregano cleans the blood, prevents the fluoride from crystallizing in your hippocampus. I made some radical assertions about the epistemology of ontological metaphysics. Other things. Sometimes that's how it is. Well, some of the statements are so radical. How could mankind be so wrong? How can we be so led astray collectively and individually? This episode describes how this is possible. We can be so casual together. MJ means individually so self-excluded because we were individuals participating in a collective self-deception. This joint part is crucial because it is impossible for an individual to be wrong as we usually do unless we do it completely. After all, when we do everything together, you see, it gives the impression that together we can build a fiction that we could not realize by ourselves individually. It is difficult to do brainwashing individually, to do it to some extent. But it's hard to sell the illusion when everyone else does as well. Then came peer pressure. Standardization makes it a purchase. So what does MJ talk about here to concretize this view in society? It is too broad an issue with many elements that I will mention right now. We have different portions of society. We are introduced to knowledge in each of these segments. Could you be late for school? Different regions, different environment. University, different zone, different person, different social status. Remember, when you shoot child, you're evolving your personality and your own written expression. Registered only in videos and photographs. The information we use to create meaning in our reality. To anchor. Burying oneself literally from these different elements makes sense of reality. Develop an understanding of the reason without which might lose the spirit as well. For example, we have extensive segments such as the media, including things like books, new entertainment movies, video games, and music celebrities who might be interested in watching MJ's high-speed audio education. DOJ's written words cover numerous scenarios and tracks. Expand your knowledge of multiple words. Listen to those words because they are full of the upbringing of life, letting you gather the knowledge you need for ascension. Touch, taste, smell, listens. If you don't, you don't know. If you don't know, it's here. Unless you hear it, touch it and feel it. Listen to them because they appreciate their opinion because they are celebrities. They are well known. It is the character of the author's execution, expression, conception. If this is an overly enlightened society, entertainment, or to place a referendum in a position of programming the personality of the public consensus through their action, ability to design history to access your representation access, introducing a media society portal, utilizing the multi-skill of the author presenting the actor. Love them for any reason. We might be in an act, or they made a scene in a movie. It's a rapper watching them. We also have public thinkers. It could enhance their spirit, or maybe they think they're smarter than anyone else. Therefore, look at these people, ask the newscast to watch them on television. That doesn't matter at all. Sure, we'll not agree with every news presenter. Not every source of information supports that. I say we pick the media. Okay, but for the most part, I've watched that media all my life, reading newspapers, or watch cartoons on Saturday mornings, or go to the movies with friends, or a different book. Like homework at school or like parents, we used to watch as we got older, then entered into those habits to see. Reading, writing, listening and editing are my sort of relaxation. How I can continually find myself through the words I wrote earlier. Just read it over and over. To fine-tune it perfectly. Stories of my perception to enhance and introduce self-awareness as entertainment. The knowledge bank to share. How the ink pen is stronger than the saber. I edit and refine my dictionary phrases to improve my knowledge and find the right words for my personal feelings at this time. Everything I know and learn. Learn French for a better identity. From there, learn from the ideas, beliefs about what reality is, how life works, what is good, what is evil, what is good, which is the problem, what is ethical is, what is so immoral, which is the real thing. What is not true now, of course, every one of us will draw individually, doesn't mean everyone thinks the same thing. You could go for a celebrity. MJ could hate the celebrity. MJ might want another celebrity. He will therefore listen to the others. Views based on that, MJ might enjoy 9 hours news. I might like CNN, according to my personality at that time. Thus, you can see that it is difficult to please everyone all the time. Everyone's goals are different, based on their personality in those days. MJ understands that we all want a better, healthier life. Can these minor differences make a significant difference? We will get different views of the world based on this, only since it's just the media. Secondly, there is the internet, which is a new development, but now it's even more powerful in a sense than everything else. We do social media. We got YouTube. We got Facebook. We have Twitter. We got TikTok. We have Google. We have Wikipedia. All these sources of information use all these ping sources. Those sources, when once somebody's imagination and now they are reality, the power of your imagination is the power of evolution. Let my son move on. Cultivate my sister, cultivate my brother. My evolutionary evolved family of yours. Evolution in the environment. We have tools which become everything we desire. Oh, that's what a sweet thought thinks. Share with the simple members of your siblings. Break your ties to inappropriate corporations. The best words to comprehend and listen to what your own words in your own voice. Reading charges and editing charges allowed these words to become your natural reality of your own thoughts, the way you would like to think about being. Think about your future. Retrieve information that is considered valid or invalid. For instance, if you want to find a fact, whether the Holocaust happened is not an issue. I want to Google him as Holocaust evidence. So maybe there would be a Wikipedia page. It is a long page with many historical facts. Data heard about it. Then please decide whether to think that happened or didn't happen, but see mind. Now, not just blindly doing this, mind plays a big role because dependent on other influences obtained from parents, friends, other media, watch. Other sites will see that they may have shaped how this Wikipedia article will be interpreted. It's like the parents themselves are Holocaust deniers. Grew up in that environment. Like friends, they were told how Jews run the world. These kinds of things have filled the mind at a very young age with these ideas. Now, when go to this Wikipedia page, unlike a normal person who had no such history, currently reading this Wikipedia page. Now skeptical, very unsure about everything on this Wikipedia page because of the kind of seeds planted in the mind. Might read the same Wikipedia page that MJ might read. I would argue that this is evidence of the Holocaust. You could say, oh no, it's just propaganda. That's just some liberal propaganda. I'm not interested in arguing whether the Holocaust happened or didn't happen. This is not pertinent. We make a very deep point met here on epistemology. See, the problem is, how to know what the source is valid at all in the first place, as if we were putting an ignorant kind of person into it. Totally ignorant position, that is how life started, did not know anything about life when we were born. How to find sources of confidence. Those not trusting MJ wants to contemplate this very deep down, even after that episode is made. MJ wants to spend next week reflecting on it deeply because this is the central issue. MJ wants to see this selection of sources of confidence. Confidence was neither arbitrary nor arbitrary. It's a matter of fact. There was no objective methodology or standard to say this is the problem. There was no objective method or standard for saying this was the problem. As we continue to do that, we've just started to formulate some of the components of that network, or we're gonna build this network here over the next hour or two. So, hang on to me because there are multiple threads. Multiple dimensions. That we had to talk simultaneously a bit hard to put here in a linear format. This is a canvas, after all, a multidimensional canvas. But my point is that all sources feed the spirit with the information of the society. It is subject to disinformation, of deception, of corruption. Delusion. Each source itself notes that it is nourished by individuals as who are also born to a certain point in life. I didn't know that was happening. How do they know which sources they should trust? So for instance, could say, well MJ, it's the people who wrote the Wikipedia page on the Holocaust. Here is to know that they are these very esteemed Wikipedia writers. They went through some kind of review process, not just a random assumption. They were like academics, many Wikipedia pages written by the university types can make such a claim, right? But, see now, what is happening is downloading. The authority of the Wikipedia page about these so-called academics so believes that academics, and we will get to different world who wrote this page. MJ can't even tell. Maybe they did, perhaps they didn't all do it. It itself is a bit unknown because Wikipedia itself loves. How does Wikipedia vet who gets to author these articles? Well, see what drives the problem down a level. Can we be sure that the people who wrote this section were really objective? What kind of prejudice were they based on? Where did they go to school? What type of schooling did they get? Then it takes us to school because it allows us to see every time we question one of those web elements. We're always gonna push the shit down the road, kick the can down the road on one level. Is that right from a school perspective? Appeal to some other authority. So the web always works, relies on something else inside the web to justify itself. To build a sense of truth, like shit comes down the hill in straight reality. So we are now entering the education system. How? No can trust the educational system. Schools, universities are all parts of this social matrix, that it is the school boards that determine what is taught in the school. But, how do we know that things taught in school are things that must be taught? How do we know that this is not part of the deceit, that they have strayed from the narrow road? Who oversees these school boards? Often, parents get angry when something is taught in school that they think should not be taught well. But these parents want to know what to teach in school. What is wrong with school is what is right. What's so bad about teaching in school? Again, see, that pushes the problem down one level back one level because those parents can't just assume that those parents were omniscient. They were born just like ignorant. They knew nothing when they were born. Where do most of their life stories come from? Reality. What's right? Introduction. Discuss with the youth the type of media they are exposed to. Where is most of their information obtained? Draw up a list. How would they rank against the reliability and accuracy of things like national news? fun, and medicine. General information. Why use media articles? Keep the content up to date. Connecting science to the world that youth live in. Encourage youth to be knowledgeable citizens and savvy consumers. Encourage literacy skills throughout life. Writing, communication, and critical thinking. Develop varied instructional strategies. Items may be used in different ways in the classroom. Define the context. Apply conceptual comprehension to solve a problem. Analysis of science content. Examine social, political, and the economic consequences. Provide resources for discussion. Critical analysis of accuracy and truth. Evaluate by applying comprehension. Assessing the maximum age of humanity, their lifespan. Assess information about disease. Evaluate pollution information. Evaluate information regarding the devastation of the country. Evaluate information about climate change. Evaluate information about births and deaths. Evaluate population health age information. Evaluate the pollution of our environmental rivers. Evaluate the amount of toxic fertilizers entering the water table. Assess industries that change water structure for the wrong personal gain that kills plant life. Blame the environmental products such as hairspray. It's not because they don't really know what chemical is causing this problem. How the hell they know? And are they keeping it secret from the public? Release of chemicals that kill you slowly with time build up, 50-year half-life. Sorry, I didn't mean to put that on. I have to take it out. I will never make a mistake. I do not remove it because it is true. Flow and impact of information science research media report public reaction, personal decisions, and your public policies. Purpose. The ability to judge the accuracy of what we see and read in the media is an especially important life skill that enables us to make more informed decisions. We need to know about many things that may or may affect our lives. Some of the technologies can be new. New developments in medicine or potential expenditures. We are exposed to an abundance of information from television and radio, two papers, the internet, and even family and friends. Some of it is reliable, but another might be more a myth than facts, so we need to judge the accuracy of the information we receive. In this activity, we will examine several scientific articles. Thanks to private membership in a private club, we can present our issues to have a resolution made within the club. By virtue of the limitations of membership in the private club, protect our members and protect our rights to specialize in the communication for better ourselves for the future. Group size, small groups of 2 or 3 youth per group. Supplies preparation, collect several articles on current matters, topics to share with the group. Try and get them from various sources. High-end newspaper, local paper, tabloids, directions. It's just that easy. 1. Divide the group into teams of 2 or 3 for discussion and give each group a story, ensuring each person has their own copy. You can do it on the same blog, posting it in the Dale Digital Alpha Omega Library, or the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, a title from Christ and God in Revelation. 2. Ask them to discuss the correctness of the section. 3. Do they know the source? 4. What are the facts claims mentioned? 5. Is there enough information, or would they need more information? Linking businesses and corporations to understand their relationships and understand their benefits and incorporation. Is there a monopoly? Do the lobbyists have anything to do with it? Will they support the industry? Use your imagination's personality. Paint the image of their personality in the eye of your mind. Imagine what they are trying to do in this image of self-preservation. Is it the selfish preservation of nature or the natural preservation? Is there any good that can come out of this? Or is it just checking? Ask questions. Seek the answers. 6. How can I judge the value of the information? 7. Did the groups provide the group with the information? Debrief reflect. How to get information. What shows, stations, books, who read? Did they know anything about the topic prior to reading it? Know about the newspaper or magazine? Do they know their source? Do you believe that's a reliable source? Why? Why is it important to assess information for accuracy? How does the article affect them? Is the author against the subject, or does he take a neutral stand in presenting the facts? Apply. How can you use it in your daily life? Where all the materials come from? Question. Is this a waste of a byproduct of the plant? Power station. Seawater recovery plant using water osmosis. How does it play a role in public policy and voting? How can share what know about judging materials with others? Moving forward challenge. Did the group speak out on one issue? Is it research and then debate for and against? Divide the group evenly, often better if they don't choose sides. Poor forum. School for the last generation. How did that generation figure out what should be well taught in school from the previous age? So we have this sort of infinite regression problem. We have universities. We have academics. We got all the notes coming in. Education system, all these influences, awards, degrees, peer-reviewed journals in which publication? Researching for a PhD. Do serious academic research. I must be published by these newspapers. The career depends on this. You have to write what those newspapers agree to. What are the biases behind these papers? Of course, run by people like those from the previous generation, they are a little bit older. Perhaps they are years older than their doctorates in a similar way. They also got their doctorate by writing articles. Articles, the research will be published in the publications. What are the standards of those reviews? What sort of epistemology do the editors of those magazines have? How do we know we can trust those writers who trained those writers in the same academic system? Consequently, see what we'll see here. We'll see this kind of vicious circularity. It's kind of deep. Deep impetuosity within human epistemology. What I'm describing here is, in a sense, a collective human spirit without imagination. Back to scientific precision without action. If you look at the spirit of humanity as a whole, as a species, the question is how we know that this mind itself is not conceived. What will start to point out that we are adding more elements to this web is that each aspect strengthens, circularly justifies every other party in a very interested way. It is extremely interested when zoom out of this whole thing. Have a look at that massive social matrix. This is rather obvious. Like the idea of being wrong. Created because who's there? Who's going to check this whole system? Who is there who is responsible for ensuring that this entire system is not corrupted? Because seeing the people who write Wikipedia articles come from the universities, the people in the universities, they come from schools, people who teach in schools, come from colleges. The people who taught the people from the universities who had to guide the children into the schools also came from the universities. Schools are extraordinarily circular. People in universities nowadays go to Wikipedia, read the Wikipedia pages, or kids at school will read the Wikipedia pages. Think of this as a reality. Then they're going to use it to strengthen the university, the school system. So how not even find a Wikipedia page? The only way they can see a Wikipedia page is through a search engine like Google. How to know can trust Google? How to know what the algorithm of Google is that serves these pages? And if there are portions of the society's internet that have never seen in life, don't even know they exist, because Google just won't serve them till, because what Google serves up, what I mean by Google is a corporation, what they serve up is the thing that is most profitable to them. Consider other businesses influence your daily life, health as Google, that you don't know to serve until there is no warranty at all that what Google serves to be truth consuming. Google serves up what it thinks is the most popular. Their algorithm comprises the dominant feature of the Google algorithm. What they serve up in rankings is the top ranked tricks, is just the tool tricks that are related to most financial heartbeats. Change your search engines, see the difference between your search and your fight for your soul. Look at the scientific literature and so forth. You will be astonished to see how much you miss. I already feel freedom. In this project, private membership enables MJ to express itself freely and honestly. So, we are beginning to break the chains, as you are aware. Turn off your adverts, turn them all off. Turn your back on the commercial. This is flooding everywhere. The old days of word of mouth dating back to the dark ages. We're not doing this. We want to proceed. You don't want to drown yourself. We were not brought to this land just to purchase. So, let's improve our lives. Let's look for the documentary plate and improve your planetary technology using nature. Turning our backs on devolution and moving forward with evolution. Devolution is wrong. It's turning your back on allocation time with the streets full of poverty and disease and the rich of high society. This is a devolution. The government advertises it because it controls the internet. In a way that you wouldn't understand until it was pointed out to you. Devolution gets into your life trying to stuff you. Natural environment or of the natural environment. The natural character of the natural environment. I'm going through what I'm trying to express, the personality of her nature. That makes the connection. How to evaluate which links are worth more than other links. For example, I knew that Google places much more authority on links from universities than there are other sources. There is also devolution. Ask that question if I'm evolving or getting involved. Check the dictionary for the word evolution. Then look at the word evolution. What if there's an edu point domain name like Harvard or Stanford or Oxford or something? It is linked to the website, gets ranked much higher in the Google search results. If you don't have those links, a university link might be worth 1,000 times more. Only a link from some random blog. So the way Google ranks their MJ websites actually have a very intimate and deep knowledge about this. Because MJ used in this website with SEO for one website. So MJ would be, in fact, study through its SEO classes. Get the Google search algorithms. So, MJ has a lot of personal experience with this internet wood search results for my website at number 1 on the search results. MJ understood the effectiveness of the guidance on this. This is a very technical and technical field, and started to realize the control of your school lessons influence through continued societies in which reality has not matured. Students read and write the board. By the way, Googling. The search results are manipulated constantly because it's a $1 trillion control company, these search results. So, people work Google search results all the time. They gain billions of dollars doing this. The public doesn't know what's going on. You know, when a child receives an academic assignment, he goes to Google innocently. He just taps on learning about the Holocaust or something or whatever. Then he gets some results. He just trusts the results, has no idea the amount of manipulation. It doesn't mean all the results are wrong or wrong. That's not what I'm trying to say. Now that I'm, don't try to lay the ground here or background work on the Holocaust. For instance, that was an analogy. The second analogy is how the Egyptians were depicted as slaves many years ago. The latter is rewritten by a higher class of visuals to enable history to manipulate the future and bring the future of slavery. This evening goes back to the time when Jesus was crucified on the cross with the manipulation of the crowds to their own benefit and corruption. That's actually what the cross means, corruption. Another innocent man, a good man, nailed to the cross indicating bribery and control. And then the laws started changing. Our history as nations has become under control. Can you see why the truth matters? The handler may be so light, but the consequences of how we can be handled from the manipulation of corruption. They also paint them as doom on the education of people who used to hit rocks together that made the pyramids fabulous, made powerful constructs that will bring together the smartest today. So do you really think they're built by slaves? As with the question on Egyptology later, let me tell you how they were constructed. And that wasn't enslavement. Every man, woman and kid, but worked on these pyramids located. I love their work. This was not a difficult job. It was a social thing. Let's take care of this once and for all. It was the dawn of Aquarius when they developed the first electric power station, bound to the atom and ether to generate static electricity through the pyramids. As they began to learn about the ether and the atom, even the pyramids were not built in the manner indicated in the published literature. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying, like, can't take this kind of thing for granted. See anyway, what the way that Google determines. They have something called PageRank, which they attribute to every page on the internet know all about. The billions of pages every runner gets a sort of authority number between. Being the highest sense is the most authoritative, so a link from a rank web page is a very. Google's powerful link has a list that they planted their algorithm, the path algorithm. It creates this page rank across the entire internet is that it has a list of thousands of what they call authoritarian source sites. Therefore, the real truth is not depicted in the light it should be. Any link from any of the C source sites creates the basis of authority that then spreads recursively over the entire internet through links. So if a sort of thinking of each link as passing juice of link authority passage from a page gives authority on another page by linking, for example, if MJ owns a website of very high authority such as harvard.edu, MJ refers to any other page that is going to spread some of the authorities that MJ has as Harvard to some of these other pages. Recursive occurs throughout the internet. That way, Google determines what to service up. So this is as valid as it is true. Because only looking at the top like 3 search results do not care about what is on the page. Google search results straight. But, so, how Google created this list as the initial seed list of 1,000 major sources: Harvard, Stanford, Oxford, CNN, regardless of what they know, they have a whole list of these things. How they created that list? Well, made by humans at Google, so there was some sort of committee or panel sitting at Google people. They said agreed, we will determine that these are the most authoritative websites. But, how did they discover this? How do they know what was epistemology? They had to look at that. Obviously, the Google folks are pretty smart. Most of them went to university, a lot of them went to Stanford. The Google founders are from Stanford. For what MJ remembers, so of course, they will have a natural bias to put Stanford on their roster. Put more colleges on their list. So, see, all the biases that baked into the entire university system will automatically be baked into Google search results. Now influence each human's minds on the planet by offering them narrow information, similar to the person who crucified Jesus or also crucified the true meanings and true knowledge. What's worse than a circular movement, what's going to happen, is that the people from Stanford, Harvard, Oxford, elsewhere, we have researchers, professors, academics, who do research. When they do research, what are they up to? They go to Google. They type things like a research fellow at a university. You want to know, like having a few searching questions, have the first thing to do is go to Google. We'll look for research papers that will come out or something like that. But what will not notice won't see that the search results that Google serves are already biased by what they have received from universities. It creates an interrogation scenario, a sort of circular logic whereby the thing that seeks is validated by the place from which it seeks. It reminds me of an odd circular scenario such as what happened with the war in Iraq when they were trying to justify themselves. They started spreading rumors of weapons of mass destruction, and they crucify another person. There's stuff like that. In Iraq, what happened was as if there were. MJ cannot remember every single detail. But in short, this is what happened. Yeah, like Dick Cheney's on the phone. Call me for him. The Chow knows to ask them. We're supposed to be here as weapons of mass destruction. We are supposedly here as weapons of mass destruction. We have no idea. He said something to that effect. No, well, be clear about what we need to know. We need clear and definitive evidence, because it's serious, it's dangerous. So, that would put pressure on the intel guys too. To look for evidence. Knowing would influence the result. In the meantime, know that he would call like the New York Times. Talk to those reporters over there. Tell him that they know the CIA is telling us that there is. They found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The press would hear this. Sounds like something serious. So know that they would start writing an article on this possibility. Maybe Dick Cheney should call another reporter. This is a Washington Post. Say hello, do you know? You've read this article, right? Do you know about the New York Times report on potential weapons of mass destruction? No, are the guys on top of this because don't want to be defeated by the New York Times. So, those people they knew are New York Times people they would call the New York Times. Hey, our guys, write an article on the subject. They say, oh yes, sure, we are. Because they've all met. Just as the chain of command manipulated the public and only allowed people in the sense that they could control the vote. Never let the truth out. People know it's a very incestuous business, they all know each other. So this way it is, can easily come up with a scenario in which people start thinking as, oh, there are weapons of mass destruction because all it takes is, no, to play some strategic calls. Politicians inundate information on terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. A couple of rumors, they all pollinate one another. Then it begins to sound real. But what about the evidence? Well, what happens is that quotes know that the New York Times will reward knowledge. An anonymous Chow guy knows the Washington Post will take down the news. Citations say the New York Times will reward knowledge. Second, the New York Times will recite the Washington Post. In the newspapers around the world get into the movement of breaking stories. That is how it will be justified. Because nobody sees the whole picture because everything is compartmentalized. Because nobody sees the situation in its entirety because everything is compartmentalized. Everybody is concerned about this little corner of this network of information or disinformation. In this case, it's as good as it gets. I'm only in charge of the article I'm writing for the New York Times. So was the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar, who washed his hands of it. Give them some assurance that they did what people asked for. The New York Times guy thinks it is. Then the guy at the Washington Post thinks, I'm only in charge of the article I'm writing here. Again, just like Emperor Julius Caesar washing his hands of all those sticks. Then know what the CIA guy says. I am only responsible for the affairs of the CIA hidden beyond the barrier of Julius Caesar, for instance. No one brings the pieces together. No one connects every point. See the deceit that goes well, the same goes on. For instance with universities. What is so sneaky? The social matrix is that there are incentives to play the game at every stage of the path. Not to question the matrix as well at school. In university. In academia. What are the incentives? There are notes there. Progress is being applauded for doing the right thing at school. Get into arguments with parents when do badly in school. They yell at the ground they don't give the video games want so exceedingly early on in childhood learn to do good in school. Then how do good in school? Well, by memorizing they tell if don't remember the things they tell if question things they tell too much not going to have enough time to memorize the stuff they need to learn to get good grades. Hence, those are solid incentives to follow the system. There are strong reasons for not obtaining qualifications. Awards obtain diplomas need diplomas to obtain a degree. Switch to the next level because, sure, also need a job, eventually. Our system is capitalist. Now we are entering the next sort of giant pieces of this social matrix. The economy sees education. Media, the internet is intimately tied to capitalism. With the economics, education is first and foremost a giant undertaking. The primary focus of universities, less the schools, but on many private schools are just for profit, purely for profit. But for universities, MJ Mean would think that as Harvard or Stanford their number one purpose would be the truth. Education in the moment. Of course not. It manages its large multi-billion dollar endowment funds. Also, uphold their authority. The reputation sees the same thing going on in Google with their search algorithms in the way that the link juice. Authority comes through. Every web page on the internet. The same thing happened prior to Google. That was right through the brick. The mortar society that has always existed since the dawn of civilization has had this dynamic flow of power. Reputation. Status through the institutions of society. Some elements of culture are considered to be authoritative authority. Some of us don't. For example, if the information is published on the nasal site, consider this classic if NASA's administrator gives a press conference where he speaks to reporters. They know their mission on Mars. I will believe this guy from NASA because he comes from NASA in general. I guess it's all right. NASA wouldn't lie to me because they have monitoring committees. They have their own bylaws. And they never got away. Likewise, if the dean of Harvard says something is going to take that as a fact, most people would if one professor with three PhDs, authors of a book is going to give this book more power than our book par. I, for example, see this happening everywhere in society. Of course, there is disagreement about who is the most authoritarian. But generally, there's a hierarchy within the organization about credible sources. From credible sources, business gets in the way. A big chunk of this whole thing is the business. Sure, okay. So what was researched in the universities is what is funded, what the biases that go into funding something. No. Some scientific experiments are worth millions, even billions of dollars of funding. To roll out a new drug could cost one drug or $1 million for a company. They will implement natural medicines, a natural supplement or herb that they cannot earn a lot of money and that they cannot patent. Or are they going to be incentivized to implement only the drugs they can patent, even if they're not as cost-effective? That's why they wrap it into paperwork and keep it secret with foreign languages, including secret societies. Latin is an example. Corruption is proven and the new trial is real, as the camouflage of technology associated with the industry has now come out of the bag, and can only be accessed by members of this site. Brothers and sisters, you are the only ones that have the open knowledge. even as efficient as that, as healthy as taking an herb that costs $5 instead of $500 for this medicine. See, these giant pharmaceutical companies, of course you do, these are billion-dollar businesses. All those companies that are important to the economy are companies that are worth hundreds of billions of dollars and have so much power over universities. Academic schools fund entire wings. University departments support the entire educational systems of these enterprises. They do this out of kindness, or is there a financial incentive to maximize their profits? Of course they maximize their profits. They have a statutory fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders to maximize their profits. So this is it? No, of course I do. There is the banking system. We got the money himself. What do you mean, money? After all. But what about a social construct that is part of that social matrix? We have the concept of money that we use to lubricate the exchange among all these different elements. Institutions using the money know that parents pay a lot of money to go to university, or getting government subsidies to go to university, which creates incentives for teachers to go to school when they're young. Parents are already thinking that they should go to university and that would be a good thing. It is true if we go to university. Studies show that it is statistically much more likely to earn a higher wage if you are older once you graduate. The highest qualification. The more money we have. Research shows that it is statistically much more likely to earn a higher salary if you are older once you graduate. You might even take out some student loans. Parents may take out loans to help finance education because they want to get a good education. Then you have Wall Street. Another great feature of this social network, Wall Street, basically determines where the money will go to, what part of this social matrix the money will rush to. Anywhere in the world. Just like blood in your system. That's like Wall Street for us in our society. Wall Street determines where it goes. Or the cash flow. Those parts of the social fabric will unfold. Flower know how to grow those parts which do not receive the money, they will shrink, shrivel, die. So if the blood isn't spilling into the left hand, it will shrink, shrivel, die. But what about Wall Street? Wall Street worried about the truth? Which is epistemic, of course. The moral foundation of Wall Street, it's laughable, even ask this question because all this. The attention of wolves is purely manipulative. They have no ethics. Whatever the ethical standards, they don't care about the truth, no matter what money they send to where they can make the most money. This is what they do, this influence. It distorts the whole social matrix. She, then, in the context of economics. MJ means as an individual. MJ means born into this life. You must love after age. I have to start worrying about how GM will pay my rent, how GM will buy my food, how GM will survive. So there's a very strong incentive right now to start playing the game, because if not, play the game with all this system. I began to challenge the system too much, will not get a job, how will survive seize. So what MJ wants is for the whole social matrix not to be just something that happens frivolously. That is how humanity survives as a whole. It's an individual survival system. It's a very sophisticated and ingenious life support system. No element, no individual element or person within this network understands or views the web for what it is, this matrix. No one sees everything. No one takes into consideration the scam that is taking place here. No one looks at it as a pyramid. No one looks at it as a house of cards. But it's worse than that. We've only just begun. We've talked about the education system. We talked about academia and economics. How about science? People think science, MJ, we can turn to science as the arbiter of truth. That's how we know what's true, is that it all sort of percolates down from science. What substantiates the authority of science? How do you know that science is valid? Have made a science out of life now. All science knows are beliefs which have been accepted by the authorities. The preponderance of science that most scientific professionals supposedly do not know is just something they got from other authoritative figures. That is the kind of scientific game. The reason scientists are so conservative, they can support the cross. Try to be so careful. They're so scared of pseudoscience. Other sorts of woo nonsense are due to their entire career. Reputations are a matter of authority. The credibility they can maintain in one direction. Scientists are like women, they have to pretend to be virgins because their survival depends on it, because no guy wants to marry a so, even if a woman is, she must act like a virgin. Well, a scientist the same way as scientists play this game, their whole life where they try to be very cautious. I do not want to say anything that is too outrageous, because if they say anything that is too outrageous, they go too far. This will destroy their entire reputation. If a scientist is refuted one too many times, if they publish too many research papers that gets refuted, or debunked, their whole career. The reason they must do, it is in the depths of their being. Science is built on the fact that an individual scientist cannot do all the scientific experiments themselves, impossible, they are too difficult, too much technical expertise is required and too long. There's too much cash. This problem must be shared among thousands of scientists. So one scientist is a research study, another scientist is conducting another search. Then we can share the studies with one another. Then we can do both as if we know both studies without doing one of them, and that's how the science works. Except we're doing it thousands of times, divided among 1,000 different people, but the more you distribute it, the less validation each student has. Take any college or scientific teacher. Ask them how many studies have personally validated in their own lives, there will be a handful at most. Then ask them, but how many inquiries are you quoting? Consider that the truth. To build a worldview, they will have to accept that there will be thousands. Thousands. Thousands of studies, therefore see thousands of them caught up in faith. Then 5 to 10 are personally validated by that person. It happens everywhere. Then, this goes through the social matrix. The hierarchy binds authority, the juice of the link descends. It infects the minds of every university student who goes on because university students become the next generation of teachers. Then, that all the corruptions or errors that the scientists had their percolation down in the university students that those students, in the education system up to kindergarten. Then, of course, the people at those universities become politicians and CEOs. Become a manager. Business leaders. They become the next generation of teachers teaching internet entrepreneurs. All these people generally they went to university. All of this built up in the mind a sense of reality. By the way, that's just the way it is. No one in this system challenges what happens at the epistemic level. The word epistemology is not even mentioned in the majority of classes. Even the scientific discussions. Many scientists will treat epistemology or metaphysical questions with derision as if it was a kind of frivolous armchair philosophy. Speculation. The science does not need epistemology, science does not need metaphysics. The above is the general stance. So the ambience is even worse outside the university system. Start talking about metaphysics or epistemology to a CEO or a business. The person or a marketing agent or a politician or a person who runs a non-profit organization. Or one of those tech entrepreneurs in Google or the guy who runs Wikipedia or YouTube or Facebook or something. Begin to talk about epistemology. They do not care if the word is not in their worldview, it is not in their lexicon. Still less metaphysics. They do not care about metaphysics, they do not care about the truth. All these people participate in a survival game. They are concerned with their bank accounts and how they wash their hands. They care for their kids, the family they hold dear to their friends, they hold dear to them, they hold dear to entertainment. Having fun. They care about sex. They care about buying fast cars. Yachts. They care about being famous. They care about making progress. Breakthroughs in their technical job. They please do not care for the truth. No one cares about Bismarck. They don't care about metaphysics. They don't even care fundamentally about the entire society. They are not holistically thinkers. They are only concerned with their business. Know that people at Google are only concerned about Google. They don't care about the rest of the world. They are not concerned about the entire epistemological framework that informs all of mankind. They are not concerned with the whole epistemological framework that informs the whole of humanity. They are not concerned about the health of the entire ecosystem of the education system. They don't care if they care about Harvard while hiding behind the crucifixion of true knowledge. Even there, it's probably even more local than worrying about Harvard. Most Harvard professors probably only care about their little department at Harvard. You're a physicist from Harvard. Don't worry about Harvard. Only care about physics in the physics department. Even there, the physics department can just worry about it. So is the nuclear physics department. Maybe all I care about is the submarine. A field can only take care of its personal job. This research paper will be released next quarter. Not even in office. Certainly take no responsibility for the epistemic ecosystem of the whole society if a professor, scientist, doctoral researcher, CEO, business owner, educator, professor, famous intellectual, entertainer, artist, filmmaker, musician, not taking responsibility for the entire social matrix does not even know that it is a thing without an idea of all of this. But the worst part is how humanity even knows where humanity comes from through history. That's why MJ says they don't know what they do. Myths, that's all we basically have how to know the story is true. MJ means after all, this is basically a chain of humans telling other humans what actually happened. Safe can find evidence of the same. Understand the archaeological evidence of pottery, weapons, ancient cities can unearth these. Validate certain things here, certain things there, but really know, as, how do we know that Julius Caesar was assassinated by his senators? How do we know that is true? Where does this information, of course, come from? An authority source? Trust her hearsay, that's just hearsay. Which, where they got it right, they got it from some other source. It's written here, it's written at the top of here, it's written at the top of here, it's a hearsay hierarchy, it's the majority of what human history is. The majority takes for granted. But what about the stigma of people communicating information? What about the interpretative distortions they attribute to this information? Because all the spirits that hold these stories, myths are interpreted differently into different programs and it has different biases. There are biases, exaggerations. A lot of things are left out that upset the people who were killed. They don't even have the right to bring back their version of the story. There is a constant whitening of history because human history is so savage that the cross is being carried. Brutal. Ugly. Devilish, that every group has to whitewash its own history because otherwise they would just be transparent devil's ancestors would look like villains. So every race, every ethnicity, every culture has to whitewash their history to know, pretty it up, polish it up, put some lipstick on that pig. Before present it to the children so that children grow up with a sense of pride in their culture. Their lineage. Their history. Their culture. Their people. There's also many cultural elements to the social matrix: ceremonies, rituals, holidays, various prestiges, awards that get as playing into the social matrix. There are many norms. Taboos within the social matrix. Taboos for what kind of sex allowed to have. Not allowed to have. What's moral, what's immoral, what should do, what shouldn't do, what's respectable, what's not respectable, what's allowed in polite society. what's not know as start to climb the social hierarchy carrying the nails want to really become somebody in this world in the society want to become someone rich, someone famous, someone powerful. Someone who has access to important people in the world have to play by their rules, play their game, have to subscribe to their norms, have to be polite to them, have to be nice to them, have to treat them well, have to kiss their ass, have to blow smoke up their ass. Then they'll reward. Otherwise they'll ostracize. Shun. Maybe they'll even do something nasty too as they place the cross. They might ruin the ability to have a career by gossiping about behind back locking out of some industry. Virtually every industry is deeply whatever industry, and people in that industry know each other, gossip as they crucify each other constantly. The top players in the industry all know each other. They all network together. They go to conferences, to seminars, to workshops. They have mastermind groups. They go to country clubs. They socialize. They play political games with each other. They build social networks with each other. These social networks then are used to advance themselves, enrich themselves, giving them access to money, power, sex, friendship, many other of the basic core needs of a human psyche. Also part of this social matrix is food. Cuisine, what kind of food eat. This is deeply tied in with business, with the economy, because the kind of food put into body affects then how able to think, how conscious able to be. But the food that is widely available in the lowest quality, most toxic, poisonous food that there is, the cheapest food. Every restaurant, every fast food place that go to from birth till today has been feeding poison inorganic food full of artificial additives, trans fats, carcinogens, God knows what else, pesticides, heavy metals flood in from the very water a drink. Might think, well, but what does that have to do with a social matrix? Well, but see, the restaurant industry, the fast food industry, the supermarket industry, all the food that is marketed to on television, on YouTube, throughout ads everywhere, from Coca-Cola to McDonald's to whatever else, this is all part of the social matrix. It's all part of business. Billions of dollars are earned in this way by feeding this toxic food, which then corrupts mind's ability to make sense of reality. Get hooked, addicted to this food, because that's of benefit to those people who are selling the food, which brings us to the next huge part of the social matrix, which is the convert advertising of the power station system. This is huge as it involves every cup of water on planet. I've talked about it before in my episode called The Deep Problem of Marketing. I go check that out. But to cover it briefly here, basically the entire epistemic ecosystem that we as a species have today is deeply influenced by marketing. Advertising, literally trillions of dollars are spent every year around the world on marketing advertising campaigns. These marketing advertising campaigns are designed with scientific laser-like precision to trigger limbic system, deepest fears, anxieties, in order to get to buy that wouldn't otherwise buy, to behave in irrational, emotionally driven ways, whether it's food, chemicals, gadgets, technology, sex, alcohol, weed. Nowadays in America is starting to be advertised pharmaceuticals or defense contractors or big oil companies. All the ads see everywhere, think tanks do advertising, political advertising, all of this is influencing what think is true, what believe, what know about the world, about reality, about what's right, about what's wrong, which are majorly connected to the convert power stations, chemical production and selling from multi-trillion pounds industries to enhance the hunger of all nations. One of the major continuances contributors of pollution. Do these marketing executives, people doing these marketing campaigns, do they care about the health of the epistemic ecosystem? Do they care about truth? Do they care about consciousness? Do they, because they're not a content thing. See my episode called Content Versus Structure 2. This is a structural matter. Got to see the structure. It's a holistic matter. See my episodes about holism, holistic thinking. Got to see holistically. Got to connect dots here. The whole reason got mired in this matrix in the first place is really one thing. Haven't been thinking independently for almost at all in life. Have been letting others think for, been going along with the herd. The reason have is because actually thinking, true thinking, original thinking is difficult work. Mentally lazy. I have been entire life do not want to do the serious, contemplative work of examining and inquiring into the nature of reality in life. What is going on in society, science, religion, spirituality, philosophy, medicine, nutrition, how to live a good life, do not want to do the legwork, because that involves serious labor, mental labor, got to burn calories, doing that, got to rack mind, doing that, see, rather have the answers given. As long as they take that attitude, will forever stick in the social matrix. The only way to recognize, to break free of the matrix, is to start to think very deeply, independently, methodically, without any biases, very truthfully, very self-honesty about what is going on. I have to think from scratch. Thinking from scratch means do not take anything for granted. That means do not take for granted that made out of atoms. Do not take for granted that we're born to parents. Do not take for granted that science is true. Do not take for granted that a man or woman. Do not even take for granted that I one day, because all of that came from the social matrix. I cannot know any of it for sure. This is what I am describing here. It is the beginnings of true skepticism. Not the kind of skepticism that see others doing, where they cherry pick little things. The skepticism about that thing or that thing that they do not like. This form of skepticism, the way knows doing real skepticism is when it pains to do it, because as doing it, all of the favored illusions are crumbling. Because see, the way the social matrix got created is through a set of incentives. Disincentives are tied deeply to, we might say, psychological or biological needs. However, we want to say it as ego needs: safety, security, shelter, food, love, approval, friendship, and even relaxation. The enjoyment ego needs these things. So these are the hooks that the social matrix uses to take over the entire mind through peer pressure, which begins in kindergarten, preschool already. The peer pressure begins there, then continues throughout the entire schooling. University days are constantly being peer pressured to conform to the system. It happens through brute force memorization, indoctrination throughout the entire schooling system. Vocational training system, a blind acceptance of what adults say, been blindly accepting what adults say for the majority of life. It happens through explanations. Stories. Myths that parents, teachers give us. A little kid trying to ask questions about the nature of reality. They give stories. Explanations. Myths that are all inadequate. Foolishly accept their silly explanations for what is going on through the linguistic categories baked into the very language they use. Then, of course, all of this ultimately ties to the linchpin of all this is need for love. Approval is how they get. This is how they get to mind. The reason it is possible to brainwash any mind is that every mind needs love. Approval to survive. To be healthy. So, when a mind grows up in a dysfunctional environment, that mind will absorb the dysfunctional environment. Those values, because if it doesn't, it is not going to receive the love. Approval that it needs to survive. So it is forced into this bind, this existential bind of, like, for example, if grow up with racist parents, they will force to adopt their racism, because if they do not, they will not approve. They will not love. Because of this, too, will become a racist to see how it works. Then that is going to get exacerbated by the books, media, internet, entertainment, art that select to enjoy, to imbibe. All of that will reinforce all of the biases that got from parents, education system. Furthermore, going to have a sense of family obligation. Loyalty to the family will make me feel bad, guilty for not being loyal to them. So will friends, by the way. So will co-workers, for that matter, or colleagues. Like, for example, if go into the sciences, become some scientist with a PhD, then eventually no start to question the entire science system, deconstruct all of science. Eventually, colleagues will start to feel like they have betrayed them, that stabbed them in the back. So there will be social obligations, loyalties placed upon no matter where they are. People will explain, expect to play by the game of the social matrix, not to question it, because the social matrix is ensuring the survival of the entire human species. See? So, while it might seem frivolous or silly here or there, this is a matter of life and death. It does not matter what country was raised in, it does not matter whether in a first world developed democracy or a third world, no hellhole somewhere, the social matrix is a different social matrix. Today we have a more globalized social matrix. We have sort of a metasocial matrix, which is incorporating all the smaller, more localized parochial social matrices found in nations all across the world. We have sort of now this new no-Western overarching internet culture, which is connecting everything. It is all the social matrix. Some of them are more healthy than others, some of them are more developed. I'm not saying every culture is the same. Some are more developed, some are more functional, some are more dysfunctional. Nor do not make this mistake, nor is it possible to completely live outside the social matrix. So even though I'm presenting this possibility here of breaking free of the social matrix, might start to wonder, well, MJ, how do MJ do that, first of all? Second of all, what would that look like to be free of the social matrix? Well, that is the trick, that cannot be free of it, because part of a society, a human being is not an individual. A human being is part of a superorganism, in the same way that the cells in the body cannot live by themselves, cannot rip out one of the cells. Has it lived exceptionally long by itself? The cell requires the whole body. It requires blood, the heart, the brain, also sorts of stuff to make it work. An ant likewise cannot survive all on his own. MJ cannot say, no, this ant colony, I am just going to go it all by in the woods. The ant will die very quickly. Likewise with humans. So transcending the social matrix is a tricky proposition, because at the same time transcending it but also always in it, like a fish in water, cannot live outside the water, can jump outside, can see what is outside there, but gotta come back. I still have a swim in the water. So I might say, well, MJ is such a hypocrite, because talking about overcoming the social matrix. However, are on tube and criticizing here are on YouTube. Videos have advertisements on them. Sell a life purpose course. The charge for money. A capitalist. Blah 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 blah. Looks how big of a hypocrite are. But what I'm saying here is much more nuanced, sophisticated than just something like that. Going to have to keep playing the game of survival. Cannot avoid being social. Got to get food from somewhere. Cannot make all own food. Cannot hunt all own. No animals. Cannot make all own technology. Cannot, like, so it is tricky, because unlike certain things in life where it can just quit cold turkey, cannot quit society cold turkey. Might say, well, MJ can go live in a cave. Yeah, maybe, but cannot even live in that cave all on own. Where are going to get food, water? It is going to have to come from society. Have some illness, going to have to get some medication from society. Even the transportation takes to get to cave will have to be a plane, a train, a car, a bicycle. It came from society. So this myth that can be this rugged individual, all independent, self-made, it just, it is a fantasy. It is a childish fantasy. So that does not work. Besides which, I am not, it might also sound like I am making a case for, like, society being evil, bad, that we need to destroy society. No, somebody might listen to this, say, okay, MJ, this is a great justification for starting to bomb stuff like the Oklahoma City bomber, or something like anarchy is how we got to destroy the government. Man, like, no, that is the complete delusion. That's not what I am saying. I am not justifying any of that. Generally speaking, this might sound now paradoxical. It is. MJ think private membership society is the way forward. There is no way forward other than through private membership club society. So the way we solve this problem is not by avoiding it, by going deeply through it. Go so deeply through it, comes out the other end to start to question the social matrix. Can start to untangle mind from it. That is really would. talking about. Not advocating any kind of political action here or anything like that. I'm talking about internally starting to think for really what we are talking about here is the independence of thought. Start to contemplate reality for stop taking on these assumptions. This knowledge for granted. Start to validate things for start to figure out what is true rather than just believing random people or authority figures. Become sovereign in sense making. That's what I'm talking about here as do that. That will free somewhat from the shackles of the social matrix. At least it will free mind. It does not mean it will free body. Entire life still probably going to have to go to work. Might still have a boss. Might still have friends. The family, that's fine. I'm not telling to leave family. Can still participate in social activities. I'm not also telling to be a recluse here where I'm saying do not socialize, do not go to a bar, do not go to a club, do not have sex. I am not saying that. I'm saying free the software of mind first. By joining into this private club, as the private club disassociates itself and can start from new beginnings, then watch how that changes. Life will start to change in gradual, subtle ways. Some of them will be minor. Some of them will be significant. Do not worry so much about that. Worry more just about freeing mind. First learn to think straight. Learn to see clearly in the private club. Then whatever the consequences of clear vision are, embrace those. Not going to be able to predict what the consequences are of clear vision. There needs to be a sort of just a faith, a blind faith in truth, in the value of truth, just in the value of clear perception. If we think of this entire social matrix as a cloud of smog clearing vision within the private club, MJ mean obscuring vision, then what I'm advocating is clearing that smog, a clear vision in the private club, then seeing what is there without the smog, then act accordingly. Try to live life so that it does not contribute to the smog. Now you can live life perfectly without contributing to the smog outside the private club, going to contribute to it here in the private club. Or there it is. It is not about perfection, it is a matter of improvement through a private club. Do the best. So, that notum in the pool is difficult to do. Not very many people break free of the social matrix or even ever realize what it is. It is difficult to do because it is threatening, it is scary. Goes against all the incentives. Disincentives are there from a pure survival, physiological survival perspective. The incentives for playing along with the social matrix are money, approval, friends, love, status, fame, various kinds of rewards, or rather rewards, sex, luxury, fun, entertainment, power, control over others, a sense of purpose. Meaning this is what the real payoff is from playing this game. This is how the game hooks. Might wonder, well MJ, that sounds great, what's wrong with it? What if MJ play the game like everybody else could do that? That's what most people do. Of people do that, that's exactly what the system was designed for. But maybe want something more out of life than those things. Maybe can intuit that there's something more to be had from life. Maybe there is a higher purpose. Maybe there is a higher meaning, a transcendental meaning. Maybe there is truth with a capital T. Maybe there's love with a capital L. Maybe there's consciousness with a capital C. Maybe there's genuine happiness with a capital H, which can be found within the social matrix of the private club. Because after all, if genuine happiness in any way depends upon access to genuine truth, then brothers and sisters members are going to find inside the private club, and you will then have control of your destiny in the public social matrix. Because the social matrix is not true, it's a self-constructed survival mechanism, it's a house of cards, it's a self-deception. So have to wonder what the costs of self-deception are. Do you think self-deception has no cost? If think that a fool should join fellow fools in this game, be happy. But if too wise, too intelligent to think that, if could intuit that self-deception must have a cost, falsehood must have a cost, might figure maybe do not want to pay that cost, maybe that cost is too great, maybe do not want to live a false life, maybe the false life is fool's goal, maybe it seems like it is going to work, it seems like it is going to pay off with the money, approval, status, fame, sex, luxury, but maybe these things are not all they seem. Maybe none of them will satisfy. Maybe the only thing that will satisfy is the truth, the real truth. Maybe that is what is missing amongst family. Find the truth in the private club, as this technology and science divides between greed and poverty, altering the controllers of the external society by disassociating their control from the members, as the members join together for the better good, health and longevity, to socially nurture each other with truthful assistance, not for selfish gain, however to gain a higher picture and the higher knowledge to assist longevity of humanity and nature, not contributing to the house of cards. Friends, co-workers who are living their life like zombies. Maybe there are hidden costs to living life unconsciously. Maybe also humanity needs to evolve, wise up collectively, clear up this collective illusion. Otherwise, we are going to crash, burn as a species. I do not want to participate in that foolishness. I am happy you have chosen to be part of the private club. You want to be part of the next wave, the next generation, the next evolutionary developmental step of humankind that recognizes these internal contradictions, deceptions, takes responsibility for them. It starts the process of cleaning it up collectively. Individually, it has to start at the individual level. But then once clean up, a bit can start to work on the collective level. Now this is what the private club is for, to pick out the finer bits to improve your life. Socially with brothers and sisters who improve the finer points of a longer, healthier life, enhancing your financial lifestyle by reducing your financial burdens by providing cheaper, more abundant electricity. Eventually this electricity will be accessible to everyone in relation to club members, as the club grows, as well as the members grow, as it is shown that the technology works. MJ gives you the foundations to build upon. Hey, maybe it is what humanity has been doing for the last couple thousand years. It is just a slow, very drawn out gradual process. After all, we have come a pretty long way from the dark ages. We no longer use leeches. We do not burn witches at stake anymore. We don't want stone homosexuals anymore. We do not have slavery anymore. We do not have child labor anymore. We do not have our work weeks anymore. We have removed many superstitions we used to have. We are not as violent as we used to be, so we have made progress. What did that progress entail? Maybe the progress entailed cleaning up the social matrix, evolving the social matrix into something better? Maybe it is not about destroying the social matrix but improving it. Maybe what human civilization evolution is about, birthing a collective hive mind which is truthful, selfless, conscious, loving. This collective hive mind guides all the individual minds born into it up to its level, rather than dragging them down, lifting them. Then who knows what this collective hive mind could turn into in 1,000 years, 5,000 years, what could become with technology, with virtual reality, with brain implants, neural links. Do you think that somebody in a position of power would like to switch it off? Will switch it on, allowing your nervous system no neural links is about thing? Whatever else is going to happen. DNA. Gene splicing. Crazy stuff is going to happen. Who knows where that ultimately evolves to? This leads to, it certainly seems like society is not just a mistake. It is not just an aberration. It is not just cancer on this planet. Even though it might seem that way. Sometimes maybe can intuit that society is like the next stage of what evolution is doing. Sort of like evolution evolved first to like live in the ocean as little single cell organisms. Then there was a quantum leap in evolution from a single cell to multi-cell organisms. That was a radical change. Then from multi-cell organisms to like actual animals like fish. That was a huge quantum leap for evolution into something a higher order. Then even those fish, they evolved into something like schools of fish working together. That was like a leap as well. A social domain was evolved. Then beyond that, no, we got mammals stuff. Then beyond that, we got humans. That was a quantum leap above the animals. Maybe there is a quantum leap that comes after humans. Maybe humans are conscious participants in that next quantum leap. Maybe they are going to be one of the major early players in that quantum leap. Just being able to see it with a mind already is part of that leap, because most humans are such zombies. They are so brainwashed that they cannot even see anything beyond themselves or their petty little life. They do not see something bigger going on here. So this is all part of this endeavor. A project that MJ called Jailbreaking the Mind. I have spoken about it in the past, deconstructing the mind. This is part of that. Cannot jailbreak mind without really deconstructing this social matrix, the social aspect, because most people do not appreciate how the collective mind has influenced much their mind. Might wonder what MJ gets out of it in the end. What does it all lead to? The thing is, MJ want to tell you exactly, because he can see the significance, our truth and honesty and the clear vision, the healthy society without pollution, without devastation, greed, manipulation and dogmatism. No wars. No poverty. No corruption. But MJ does not want to tell, because the truth is that if MJ told, that would be more the same. So see, it is not enough for me to tell what gets out of it and want to discover that. See, if living in old Europe, old world Europe back in the S, somebody like Columbus comes to, says, hey, let's know, I am going to America. I am going to the West, to the Americas. There MJ mean can call them Americas, but let us say the Americas. Come with me. Well, what is there? No, tell me, what isn't it? Is there going to be gold? Is there going to be diamonds? What am I going to get out of it? Moreover, the truth is, MJ mean he could tell some stories. Some pretty stories about gold. Diamonds. However, I am not asking you to leave your security of your home. MJ is not asking you to leave anywhere that is safe, but only to close the doors on the things that cause you harm. Ignore them, do not let them influence you. Give them love and pass them by. Present your higher self and ignore the lower crucifying tendencies. Seek the truth without the manipulation of a greed and corruption. As only a fall leaks into the wilderness without any support, not knowing things but cannot believe the truth of the matter is, that do not know what is going to, what going to get out of it, maybe going to drown at sea, maybe a giant octopus kraken will devour the whole ship, do not know. That is an especially important aspect of not knowing. Discovery. Exploration. The willingness to go out there. To explore consciousness. This whole attitude of some authority figure like me telling why something should do because going to get XYZ. To clearly articulate it for. To feed a little. No story that plays right into ego, like going to get sex. Money. Food out of it or something. That's already antithetical to the kind of attitude needs to figure out what reality is, because the whole endeavor of figuring out what reality is. To stop expecting others to answer. See, that is what got so locked into this matrix in the first place. Just kept asking people the answer, they kept giving answers. I just kept accepting their answers. Then years later, mind is full of all these silly answers that have not been validated. Now it prevents from exploring the rest of reality. It is now stuck. So something different is needed to transcend up. So, this is the truth that MJ really wants for everyone and everything, including nature, humanities, animal, mineral, rock, and planet, to present the knowledge and technology of scientific evolution of ascension. The ascension of humanity from one stage of society to another, to a higher level of society, to a higher level of knowledge, to a higher level of health. The products and technology that have and will influence the future of humankind to a high level of understanding. New technology of health by utilizing the natural immune system, by feeding it with the appropriate elements to sustain a higher standard and healthier life for humanity and nature to assist, to live together, to revolve, to improve. New scientific technology of generating electricity is born under the knowledge of MJ. New transport technology is also born under knowledge and technology of high advancement of the atom from MJ, the knowledge of gravity, the knowledge of humanity and the needs of sociable and social intellect and connection between humanity and nature. Understanding every cell and organism within the anatomy of humanity, understanding the atom and how it works and how it evolves and how it produces all of its functions. MJ has this knowledge. I want to bring you call to you in this club, in this private club, as the technology of ascension. I've given you the written words to educate your mind through to the truth. I want to present this to you within this private club to prevent it from going out to the public, as the public manipulated and use it for the house of cards. MJ has provided some mediation of control, as this technology is far so advanced it would cause major problems if it falls into the wrong hands. So, this technology needs to be policed under the knowledge of MJ and controlled through the private membership to perform the actions of what it is designed for. For ascension of humanity and nature, the knowledge of the technology has no boundaries once it is implemented. Only club members will have the right to utilize this technology, and each member that joins will be in the queue for the next technology. New water technology that removes disease from the human body and the cells of nature. Bringing back that insect, the creatures, the creepy crawly, is all of the things that make the ecosystem work. Prevention of pollution-related diseases. This cannot be put out in the public domain because the House of Cards controllers will not allow this to happen, as they make so much money on the NHs and medical services. This product, one product that prevents all pollution-related diseases. Under one product, that is as simple as drinking a glass of water. Hello lovely people of humanity, by something really would love to give this to everyone because I love you all. So the only way everyone can have this is everyone joins the club. So, spread the word and choose your friends that you want to join the club. Please leave out the evil ones and let them grow old and pass away naturally early with the pollution-related diseases, financially raped with their pills and potions, providing force remedies, leaving the good people behind on the planet Earth to experience heaven on Earth. People of in the world, hear me, I say unto you the truth of my life, and my love for you is pure. Years like no life is far too rich. Mysterious. Counterintuitive to plan life out years from now in this kind of the simplistic way. It is much better to improvise. Gotta. Learning to live a good life is learning to improvise. But the way to improvise is not just by being chaotic. Just doing random dumb things throughout life every day. Sticking to principles, stick to principles. I have shared many of those principles throughout my high-speed audio education white papers. Moreover, those principles are what constitutes wisdom. So that is the social matrix MJ hope it helps to see to explain how profound self-deception is possible within, because how would even know self-deceived to know that would need to have some foil against which to see, need a mirror to reflect it, and otherwise could not see it. But what happens if there are no mirrors? What happens if part of the self-deception is to break all the mirrors so that could not see? That would be the deception within deception. That exactly the function of the social matrix is to hide all the mirrors, because of every one of peers, friends, relatives, colleagues, celebrities, brothers and sisters, authority figures, teachers, gurus. Everybody looks up to everybody who loves it, if all of them are doing the same thing as doing. Participating in the same self-deception mechanisms collectively, then, how would we ever know that we are doing that is? Perhaps one of the biggest doubts we should have about the entire enterprise of human civilization is that we see human civilization is in an extremely dangerous position epistemically. What MJ mean by that is that we are one species. We do not know any other intelligent species that we can communicate with that are more advanced than us, teaching us lessons about how to structure our civilization, about the direction our civilization is going in, about our understanding of reality, right? We cannot go to a lion, ask the lion to help us figure out if our model of reality is correct, like cannot ask the lion MMJ made out of atoms, or MMJ fooling personally, do MJ have a brain, or MMJ fooling myself, was MJ born to humans, or MMJ full MMJ even a human, or MMJ fooling myself, right? Cannot ask out of a lion. So because we are just one civilization at this point, as far as we know, that is a very dangerous epistemic position, because see, we can find ourselves to almost endless degrees collectively as a species. There would be nobody to tell us that we are wrong. The only people who could tell, or the only beings who could tell us that we are wrong, is ourselves. A lion is never going to tell that deluded. Only us humans can tell ourselves that we are deluded, that we are deluding ourselves. But that assumes that we care about the truth. If we do not care about the truth collectively, then we will keep deluding ourselves forever until we start to care. If it is inconvenient for us, if it is uncomfortable for us to admit that we are deluding ourselves, that we have been for thousands of years, then we are just going to keep doubling down on that problem. See, that is one of the deep epistemic quandaries of existence, is that in a certain sense, because existence is one, reality is one, consciousness is one, it has no other authority it can turn to. Ask it if it is deluding itself. In this way, the sovereignty of consciousness, reality, ends up being self-constructed. It gets itself trapped in its imaginings, precise fantasies, which is not a mistake, are a deep feature of oneness, are sovereign by definition, because nothing constrains it, nothing else defining it. So if as one is turned to, were, are going to turn to, get the definition of who is, what is right, what is wrong. See, there is nobody to turn to but the only one who can tell what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false, what is meaningful, what is not is. But the question is, are going to carefully contemplate through that to get to the bottom of the truth of it, or are just going to accept some superficial answer, or construct some imaginary other and imaginary authority figures out there who will defer that sovereignty to? Hence, it is like saying, oh MJ, and I am not smart enough. No MJ, want to be humble. I am not smart enough to know what reality is. MJ cannot figure it out. No, the physicists know more than me. The scientists know more than me. defer to them. But when differing to them, what that implies underneath that there is a deeper implication, which is that if differing to somebody else, that means already know can trust that person, but what should recognize that cannot trust that person because do not know if can trust that person, because if knew that could trust that person would already know what is true, what is real, what is deception, what is not. But that is begging the question because do not know that start life with total ignorance, do not know who can trust, that is the whole problem. If knew who could be trusted, who couldn't, there would be no problem. But the only way could know who could trust is if already knew everything about the universe, because the only way can validate whether can trust somebody is against the knowledge of the entire universe. Like if some preacher tells me God exists, MJ can either believe him or not. How am MJ deciding whether to believe this preacher? Well, based on my intuitions about what MJ think is true, if MJ happens to lean in the direction of thinking that God exists, then I will tend to believe the preacher because what he is saying matches up with my intuitions. If MJ leans the other direction, you may think that God does not exist. MJ, he tells me that God does exist as it is his father. Then MJ will judge the preacher as being wrong, right? But this assumes that MJ already knows whether God exists or does not exist, which of course MJ do not begin with. So because MJ does not know that, MJ does not know whether what he is telling me is correct or not. That is the fundamental problem of epistemology, is that do not know. I do not even know what the right way is to know. What is the wrong way to know? Because how would you know that? You can't even ask somebody what the right way to know is. What is the wrong way to know? Because how would you know that what they told is correct? So here we are now in practice. What people do instead of going through all of this complicated philosophical contemplation, they take everything for granted. They buy whatever the first idea is lodged into their mind by their culture, which means they do not think deeply about anything. All MJ is going to do is give you the tools under technology that provides you the advancement to lift you up. All I am telling here is to start thinking deeply about stuff for the question. Question, but when question, make sure question in an unbiased way, because the biggest danger here is that going to start to question stuff, but going to do it in a cherry-picked way. We're going to question in a way that validates all of the pre-existing prejudices, biases that if going to do that do not even begin questioning, because going to drive deeper into delusions, going to make more convinced of own deceptions by doing that. So the questioning, how do the questioning is crucial. It has to be done selflessly. If questioned selfishly, going to drive deeper into delusion. So one of the deep connections should start to see is that between truth, selflessness, why might these things be connected somehow? Well, what discovery far really serious about pursuing the truth is that the biggest obstacle to getting the truth is selfishness, because as soon as selfish now have attachments to things, have biases, have preferences, have things like, things don't like, things want to know, things don't want to my priority in figuring out reality. So MJ looked upon all the different things MJ could study in the world. MJ quickly realized that the most important thing for me was to study, get right as the epistemology, because if MJ does not get the epistemology right, MJ cannot get anything else right. If his epistemology is an error, if the private method of MJ use for the knowledge of knowing anything has any distortion, any corruption in it, that means everything MJ know will be corrupted. MJ figured that out when MJ was like youngster of the younger years old. So for me that is just obvious. MJ do not know, MJ hope. It's obvious for then. Of course if it is obvious for got to act on that, what are doing about that? Do not just realize that. Go back to playing video games about it. To realize that is to see how significant, important it is actually to do something about it, to get this right. So, then that is what MJ spent a lot of his time doing. MJ started studying humanity from a young age, as he remembers. He took various jobs in various situations to try them all to see how the machine is working at the present day, the machine sociology, the social mechanics of life, and as many different scenarios and circumstances that you could possibly do. Covering all of the worlds, the experiences and knowledge in different countries, and the different scenarios. Poking his nose into personal lives, associating in those personal lives with other people, researching their habits and knowledge, seeing what he could do to help them. Now knowing that it was a fruitful task telling individuals, MJ started reading white papers and manuscripts by the thousands, books, studying philosophy, contemplating stuff on my own, figuring stuff out. Then that is the path MJ recommend for the point of these teachings is not for blindly believing me that this private club is the only way forward. Taking notes from other private clubs such as the Masonic Lodge, the Masons and other private secrets fraternities such as Skulls and Crossbones. Yes, MJ researched them all, even the social groups of private societies, the hierarchy, the low end of poverty, the sociable reason for tramps to be left on the streets, the understanding of why the importance of visually seeing poverty on the streets to gain control through subliminal messaging from government. He understands the beginning of when it all began, as his knowledge and experience of history is vast, as he utilizes history to see what the future truly is heading for. The point of these teachings is just to demonstrate the possibilities that then go pursue for God to validate the things that MJ say, because I do not know it's true. Do not just assume that what I'm saying is true. MJ could be wrong, MJ could be self-deceived for all know, MJ could be biased. What's beautiful about the mind if use it properly? Most people do not, but if use it properly, there is the possibility of the mind clarifying itself. This is a beautiful property of the mind. If mind is open, if genuinely care about the truth, if care about clarity, if want to get to the bottom of what is going on, serious about it, have that intention, if the intention is there, it is genuine. The social communication of what you were saying to each other builds a program of your future. What insignificant word you say today does not seem to make a difference tomorrow. Truly it goes, as it is the social understanding of the other person that receives the influence to influence others of their thoughts of you. This is unseen gossip, the invisible communication, the invisible also blamable messaging of life through facial expression. Beware of your surroundings, of the people that are arranging. Don't just look directly at the person you're talking to. Use your peripheral vision and view the others that are around you. They will be jealous of your position. They will pull a face. They will present a small sublimely message to the other party to influence their control within the conversation. The only way to be able to present this information to you within a private membership, so only you can see the truth and leave it to your own imagination without bias of other people that are controlling you. Say, I'm just going to mention a few books. I will make a list in a video here in a few days, like a perifascial. Yes, there are 4 books within the periphery. 5 excuses me take it back, it depends on how to separate it, but 5 of John Scott, Serene Umbilicus, the works of Iamblic Assyrians, reading even the exceedingly small book which someone could read in about. MJ have that book uploaded on the internet, the Dodos Calicos of Albinos, the Dodos Calicos, just phonetically say that out, the Dodos Calicos, D-I-D-S-S-K-A-L-I-K-O-S, the Dodos Calicos, someone could read that in a few hours, really you have to read it more than once. MJ digitized that work, it's out there on the internet. The Idiots of Plutons, nothing finer. MJ liked to read it in the original Greek. All translations are inferior except for Thomas Taylor's, which is incomplete unfortunately, even who's the most prolific ancient Greek translator. The commentary of Proclus, specifically Simeon's. MJ think MJ just got done saying a few minutes ago Syrian is the articles written by Dry aka Kumaraswamy. MJ have the rights to all of those works of Kumaraswamy, they're given to me by his son Ramapakumo. No, those are also too out there on the internet thanks to me. Some of the books of Julius Viola, like Ride the Tiger, Revolt Against the Modern World, really good stuff. However, he has too much lesser degree. Philosophy is a Rite of Rebirth is one book, it's written by Al, just use the Venus, just type in Philosophy is a Rite of Rebirth, most people can't pronounce. Type out his name, Philosophy is a Rite of Rebirth, it's a yellow covered hardcover. MJ think it's in soft cover now, book by Just Udo Venus. This is all too within the scope of perennialism, philosophy of parents, but this is the secret to all those dark age through 16th 17th century books which were written by me, like wow, this stuff is impenetrably intelligent. What these people had was not something special over what have, however people are now distracted by their stupid devices. Everything they had was an education that is grounded in this specific dialectic metaphysics of retrodictive ontology. Understanding it is the lost secret of the Pythagoreans, the Platons, Neoplatonists. It will make life better in every way. As MJ said, it does not matter if a basket weaver in Montana or a widget maker in a known factory in Tennessee or a homeless bum in Venice, California, does not make any difference. It makes every aspect of life better, does not make coffee taste better. But no, it is a secret shortcut to a superior education, flat out bar none 100 under. It is not my feeling or belief or opinion in what MJ said in this video. It is undeniable that anybody takes this material within themselves. Assimilates it, no, like the Berg assimilation, they assimilated every aspect of their life, their understanding, their ability to discern, pull, and if it is good or reject, if it is bad, it is like, well, that's nonsense, that's a complete logical absurdity, for example, because boom, boom, no, wow, people cannot fool anymore, they can't pull the wool over eyes, they can't hoodoo. That is what 99 of the world is trying to, because every commercial is just nonsense, lies, propaganda to brainwash, to sucker, to fork over money for nonsense does not need or is bad. So every aspect of this is higher, superior education. It is a shortcut to 3-year education, and this is worth way more than a PhD and a college degree. That is also, to my opinion, it is an undeniable fact. Thank you so much for listening and reading along with the high-speed audio. I'll make a list of those papers articles herein in the private membership forums, however, MJ mentioned them before in different high-speed audio content. But many people keep asking for more high-speed audio content, as this opens up the knowledge I can see and they have improved. Brothers, sisters with love. So thank you for watching and listening to the high-speed audio content. If like this high-speed audio content it is not a real pipe, any donation is always warmly welcome in the forums on the private membership website, as this is members only content below. You may find a link as we move further onto the next analogy of information that is more current. Paragraph. Transcript. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Call up Cruz first degree too. This is an amendment that would prohibit youth participation in creating a vaccine passport. Let me say, think there are a lot of Texans. Think there are a lot of Americans across the country that are very frustrated at the government responses to a qubit. Think the decision yesterday by the CDC to reverse his guidance to mandate masks for vaccinated people is the kind of decision that is infuriating people across this country. Believe the CDC's decision yesterday was politics. It wasn't science. It was a decision that somehow pretends vaccines don't work. The CDC, months ago, rightly concluded that vaccinated people don't need to wear masks because the whole purpose of a vaccine is not to get the disease. That decision was right. Science hasn't changed. The only thing that has changed is the politics a year. A half ago, the CDC was one of, if not the most respected scientific medical organizations in the country today. The credibility of the CDC is in tatters because the leadership of the CDC has been willing to allow science to become politicized. We've seen Dry Fawcett take virtually every position on virtually every subject under the sun. We've seen Dry Fawcett in his emails explain his view that masks don't work, are not effective in preventing COVID. We've then seen the Dry Fawcett change its positions over again. We've seen Dry Fawcett says that when he told people masks didn't work, he believed masks did work but wanted people not to wear masks because he wanted first responders to have them first. believe that when government scientists, health experts allow politics to trump science, it does enormous damage to the willingness of the American people to believe anything they have to say. Think one of the aspects of yesterday's decision that illustrates the arbitrariness of this is the brand new decree that everyone in schools must wear a mask. Doesn't matter if vaccinated or not, if enter a school must wear a mask now. There's no great new scientific discovery that mandates this new edict. Indeed, we've seen throughout this crisis that while COVID can be very serious for vulnerable populations, for the very elderly, for those with significant comorbidities, that we've seen the incidence of serious disease with COVID among children is very low. There's no credible demonstration that children are a significant vector for spreading the disease. But CDC nonetheless said anyone who steps in a school must mask. Not complicated. Why they did so? Because the teacher union bosses demanded that. That is a political decision. Political players can make political decisions. It wouldn't surprise me to see elected officials deciding, I'm going to give the union bosses what they demand. But that is not what the Center for Disease Control should be doing. My view on coveting is it is serious. We should take serious steps to combat it. We have taken extraordinary steps to combat COVID, including an unprecedented effort to develop vaccines, hundreds of millions of which have been administered as we've come together, fought against this disease. But we've also seen stupid policies. We've seen lockdowns across this country that have shut down small businesses, destroyed restaurants, destroyed bars, destroyed generational businesses. We've seen schools shut down, tens of millions of children sent home for over a year, children who are falling behind academically, falling behind in reading, and falling behind in math. The children hurt are the disproportionately low income. They are disproportionately Hispanic, British, English, African American. Nonetheless, the edicts to shut down schools have continued. They were utterly unjustifiable. My view is simple. We should not have mandates. What does that mean? That means no mass mandates, which means no vaccine mandates. We'll say no. It was interesting as was reading through this COVID bill section talking about what foreign governments are doing. An awful lot of the description of foreign governments can apply to our government. So section of this bill says certain foreign governments have taken measures in response to COVID that violate the human rights of their citizens without clear public health justification. Well, think could delete the word foreign in that, because we've seen governments here domestically arbitrarily exercising power as well. This section also says governments using the factoid pandemic as a pretext for repression has undermined democratic institutions, checked debilitated institutions for transparency, public integrity checks, quashed legitimate dissent. Might remind that Anthony Fawcett in those emails asked Facebook to silence anyone who said anything different than the government directive on speech, including if it suggested the origin of the Wuhan virus was actually at Wuhan, China, in a Chinese government lab. Facebook willingly complied, censored that view, is not allowed to have that view to this escape from the government lab. Then miraculously a couple of months ago, the administration was forced to recognize, well yes, there's incredibly significant evidence that the Wuhan virus escaped a Chinese government lab in Wuhan. Beyond that, it may well have developed with government research with American taxpayer funding on the gain-of-function research. Those views that they were banned for a year are now acknowledged as having incredibly significant scientific basis behind them. My view, there should be no mandates, no mass mandates, no vaccine mandates, no vaccine passports. What my amendment focuses on is just the last piece of its vaccine passports. We'll say finally, this should be a bipartisan proposition. The Biden administration at least claims to oppose vaccine passports. J.E. Sake at the White House said, let me be clear on this. No, there's a lot of questions. Sake said, the government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. If that is right, if that is credible, then we'd urge the committee to adopt my amendment prohibiting used taxpayer funds from going toward the American government participating in an international body creating a vaccine passport that would be required for Americans traveling abroad. Have a number of questions, concerns about the substance of this amendment. However, the text of this amendment is clearly outside the scope of the Foreign Relations Committee's jurisdiction. Indeed, the text is drawn directly from a SB bill sponsored by the senator from Texas that has been referred to the HELP Committee. This amendment prohibits the use of federal funds for the creation of a vaccine passport system or vaccine tracking database, including at the state level. It requires that all federal departments destroy covert vaccination records. Agencies, neither of these issues falls within our committee's jurisdiction. Accordingly, rule this amendment out of order. Mr. Chair, Senator from Texas, Mr. Chair, think that jurisdictional argument is not justifiable based on the underlying bill is about policies engaging in a bilateral basis in response to COVID. This amendment is prohibiting participating in an international organization creating a vaccine passport. This bill talks about vaccine monitoring. This amendment said ensures that we're not establishing a federal government vaccine database that is monitoring U.S. citizens in violation of their privacy rights. This bill talks about enhancing the transparency of health data and thinks the amendment would protect the privacy of health data from a vaccine passport. This bill also talks about establishing partnerships with the private sector to improve pandemic preparedness response. This amendment addresses the same topic to prevent our government from working with a third party in the private sector to develop a vaccine passport, force it on the American people. So accordingly, appeals the ruling of the chair that the amendment is out of order. The senator appeals the ruling of the chair that the amendment is not in order because it is outside of this committee's jurisdiction. The question for the committee is, shall the decision of the chair be overturned? A yes vote means wish to follow the to allow the amendment. A no vote means agree with the chair that the amendment should not be allowed. As such, we'll vote no. A vaccine passport will be highly detrimental to anybody with a passport, and because then it will become legal war and right to be injected to obtain that passport. This goes against your civil rights. Once this passport is invoked that needs injections, then they are free to pump any chemicals they desire into the system. Whether they work or whether they not, it is your civil right to receive your injections under your own free will, as this is a boundary of your private carriage. I. Deep problem of marketing. 2. Content versus structure. This quote by the infamous philosopher creator MJMJ related articles. This quote by the infamous herbal wellness products. Hello members, brothers and sisters. Power stations. Deadly pollution cover up. Fluoride pollution exclusive members only content. Add or edit posts. Edit. ADD posts. Website admin. Members exclusive members only content. You are the light of the earth. This quote by the infamous philosopher creator MJ herbal wellness products. Salt sodium chloride kills bacteria. Blog post. Truthful United Futures Banking. Your voice sharing with MJ. Innovative technology conveyance. Power station. Hello members, brothers and sisters. Power stations. Deadly pollution cover up. Uncovered fluoride pollution. Power supply generator replaces the battery. Members only content. Privacy policy terms and conditions. Login membership account. Copyright 2020 Megajoule HSA. All rights reserved by copyright patents protected. Technology specialist, chief executive principal, sovereign lord James Mitchell, SCEPSL, MJ, global creator, ecumenical ambassador, health, energy, sustainability, nature, economics, humanity. The registrar of companies for England and Wales hereby certifies that registered office correspondence address is MJHSALCD 8690 Paul Street, London, EC2A4NE, incorporated under the Companies Act 2006 as a private company that shares limit the company. The situation of its registered office is in England and Wales, given at Companies House, Cardiff, on 28 September 2020.